Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeyer. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to the show. It's Tuesday, April 29th, 2014. Here, boy, we're just at the end of the month, and they're still digging out from those blizzards in the Ural Mountains. Huge tornadoes all over the Midwest. That's a very ugly story. I'll talk about that a little bit later in the program. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Sam is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. And before I get into the serious news, I do want a comment here because I'm looking at the Fox News feed, and they're waiting, they're building the drama for this press conference to determine the fate of the owner of the L.A. Clippers. And they're really obsessing about this over the last few days here. And everybody's upset. Oh, he was saying racist things about, you know, the blacks. And even worse, he said that Israel's a racist society, which, of course, is the real unforgivable crime here. But given how much conditizing we're getting with this story, I really do think the Democrats know they're in trouble for November over Obamacare, the wars, and the economy. So they're falling back on the old tried and true tested fringe issues, and they're going to be fanning up racism as an issue going into November. If you vote for the GOP, you're voting for racists, and they're trying to just pound on that whole thing. And I want to make a comment here. We have something in this country called the First Amendment right to freedom of speech. Now, I don't agree with anything the LA Clippers owner supposedly said about black people, but he does have a right to his opinion, just as I have a right to come up and say, I think you're wrong. That's what discussion is. And I'm very concerned over all these politicians who are talking about how racism justifies curtailment of freedom of speech. And I'm opposed to that for two reasons. One, I don't want the government saying what we can and cannot say at any point at any time. And second, if you replace morality and common sense with legislative restrictions, you destroy the moral character and identity of the nation. You can't really legislate morality without seriously destabilizing and undermining what holds society together. So I think it's much ado about nothing. I think the reason they're really going after this guy was not because of what he said about the blacks, but because of what he said about Israel. And John Kerry is now going through the same thing. We're going to be talking about that a little bit later. But first, off to the Ukraine. And apparently the pro-Russia, well, they call it the pro-Russia movement. It really isn't. It's a secession movement. It's an independence movement among the eastern Ukrainian people. And it is growing and growing and growing. And apparently they have seized the government headquarters in Luhansk now. And apparently the police force didn't even try and stop them. The crowd showed up at the government building, and the cops were standing off to one side and just waved at them, and they walked right on in. Meanwhile, of course, the U.S. is continuing to make preparations for this war with Russia they seem to want. U.S. troops have now landed in Estonia, and they're still trying to say that all this military buildup, all the tanks and planes and rockets, and it's just for war games. It's just an exercise. We're not really planning to do anything real with these troops here. And, of course, this reminds me very much of how FEMA was on the ground in New York City the night before 9/11 for a drill so that they were in position ready to go when 9/11 happened. Same thing going on in London with the 772 bombing. there was a drill going on the ground that was simulating terrorists blowing up a train so that everybody was in position to move very, very quickly to play their part in the little theater piece here. And we're seeing all these military assets just pouring into that part of the world here. Britain and France have deployed 8 more fighter jets to Lithuania and Poland. They're just moving the hardware into position here. And, of course, here in the United States, the Russia bashing continues to escalate. They're just trying as hard as they can to sell you that war. And it really is very, very obvious that's what it is. They're trying to sell you another war. And so far, the polls are showing that the American people are absolutely not interested in yet another war over which particular piece of paper and ink a particular country is going to be using or selling their resources for. And they're not getting any traction. And Russia bashing has reached almost shrill levels. John Kerry is out there screaming that now the U.S. has intercepted phone calls from Moscow to its spies in Ukraine, and this proves Russia is behind all this upset and discord in the eastern Ukraine. And if it is true, it puts the U.S. and Russia on an equal footing, because it was the U.S. covert overthrow of the elected government of Kiev that started this whole mess. And so if Russia is orchestrating and organizing separatism in the eastern Ukraine, basically it's a tit for tat. Personally, I don't think Putin is that stupid. Putin knows the U.S. is looking for any reason to justify military intervention and a potential war directly between Russia and the United States of America. And let's face it, this is John Kerry. He's Secretary of State of a government that provably lies to us all the time about pretty much everything. It was only last August John Kerry was out there assuring us that Syria's President Assad had used banned chemical weapons on his own supporters right in front of the UN chemical weapons inspectors on the very day they arrived. And of course, everybody was asking, why would Assad do something that stupid? And Kerry and Obama both came back and said, we have no idea why he'd do something that stupid, but if you're a loyal American, you will believe us when we tell you this. Well, I'm sorry, loyalty and patriotism doesn't mean listening to the government's lies. It actually means listening to the government's lies and then having the freedom and the moral fiber to stand up and say, you guys are just full of it. Anyway. So they're already out there trying to come up with more lies. And by the way, there's nothing to support Kerry's claim that they have phone calls from Moscow to Ukrainian spies. It's just another, you know, if at first you don't succeed, lie, lie again. We're going to grab a quick phone call here. Analog Anarchist, aloha. Welcome back to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. I'm not sure how many of the listeners get you on satellite, but if you have free-to-air Galaxy 19, 97 degrees, I called a couple of weeks ago about a news channel called JN1, Jewish News 1, with a little subscript one, like an exponent. Well, I was wondering when this Ukraine thing started. I mean, they were really doing an anti-Putin, pro-Kiev slant on the stories. I flipped down to them this morning, and it's not JN1 anymore. It's UN1. It's Ukrainian News 1. And it's almost like a U.S. Information Agency Voice of America type feed. Can I put the phone up to the speaker for a second?
Well, actually, no, that's a violation of their copyright here. But, you know, these wars are being fought on the information channels, whether it's TV, radio, and certainly here we understand that they're trying to shut down the independent media in the United States to keep the propaganda going. But it isn't working, because every time they put out another piece of propaganda, everybody says, oh, yeah, it's another piece of propaganda. And it's just all these constant lies are just reinforcing the public perception that the United States government has lied us into all these wars, and they've been doing it all along. And they got away with it up until the advent of the internet and the blogs and the independent media. And we're now starting to see these memos being released from the Clinton administration that show the White House was in a total panic over the fact that Americans were able to get news about what was going on without it being filtered through the controlled corporate media. Whether it was Cattlegate, the Travelgate office firings, certainly the Vincent Foster affair. And I'm not at all surprised that they probably rebranded this station in order to try and make it look like it was more neutral. But you're right, it's probably a propaganda venue. They're pulling out all the plugs on this one. Okay.
Completely. They're still going on with the story that Kerry pretty much denied. They're still running that story like it's a news item.
Denied what? The thing about Israel apartheid? Yeah, everybody's putting up the comparison videos and saying, yeah, we have yet another lie by Secretary of State John Kerry on full view for the world to see. And I know the view in Washington, D.C. is it's all the fault of the blogs and the independent media. No, actually, Washington, D.C. is crippled by a credibility crisis of their own making, and I have no sympathy for them. Analog, got to let you go. Take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. And fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And they're still dragging on about this NBA press conference about Sterling. And the upshot of it is he's being fined $2.5 million. He's banned for life from the NBA and the Clippers. And it's an overreaction. This is being done to make some political point here. And by the way, it's not like Sterling walked out on the court in front of the entire sports arena and started screaming racist comments. This was a private conversation that was taped and then leaked. It's not unlike that hatchet job that was done on Dog the Bounty Hunter when he made a comment on a tape that was leaked for somebody who wanted some media attention. We all have a right to our private thoughts. And I view it as very, very harmful that we seem to be going into a situation where we can be punished for our private opinions. That's mind control right there. And I don't agree with what Sterling said about blacks at all. But he does have a right to his own opinion, and he does have a First Amendment right to say his opinion, just as we have a First Amendment right to stand up and say, I think you're being silly here. But this idea that he's going to be fined $2.5 million, and yes, he's got the money, and, you know, basically banned from the NBA and the Clippers for life. Somebody's trying to make a point here. And again, I think the reason they're bashing on him is not because of what Sterling said about blacks, but what he said about Israel. Because anytime you say Israel and racism or apartheid, boy, they just overreact. They did it with John Kerry. We'll be talking about that a little bit later in the show. But speaking of Kerry and getting back to Ukraine, article over at strategicculture.org is basically saying, you know, Kerry's out there, he's making all these statements, he's basically laying the brief for a war. And John Kerry has declared confrontation with Russia to be all but inevitable. And it's all Russia's fault, and nobody in the U.S. or Kiev or the European Union did anything wrong at all. The big lie. Well, the big lie may have worked back at World War II, but this is a very, very different world here. But I have a message for John Kerry. If you really think confrontation with Russia is inevitable and is something that needs to be done, here's your rifle. Here's your parachute. We ran out of the desert camo, but here's a bright day glow orange jumpsuit left over from all these CIA torture centers around the world. Watch your head climbing into that transport plane, and we're going to call Putin and tell him you are on your way to kick his butt all by yourself. Because we, the American people, have been lied to start these wars way too many times to believe anything at all John Kerry or Obama or John McCain or anybody inside the government says. They do have a credibility crisis of their own making. The polls consistently show trust and faith in the U.S. government is at an all-time low, the lowest it's been in the entire nation's history. Nobody believes anything they're saying anymore, whether it's Saddam's nuclear weapons, Assad's gas attack, human-caused global warming. And these people in Washington, D.C. don't know what to do. All they know how to do is lie and pose and defraud and misinform and cheat and steal. And they're really, really good at killing people. But they're not really good at actually managing a nation and building its prosperity with a healthy manufacturing and agricultural economy. So let's go to war and force these people to give us their money. And remember, we saw all this same stuff in the run-up to the war with Iraq. Biggest lie of the 20th century. Saddam has nuclear weapons. Which he didn't have. Saddam was behind 9/11, which he wasn't. We even have George Bush on tape saying that, no, Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. And then it was Saddam was aiding Al-Qaeda. Actually, they weren't. Al-Qaeda favors religious rule. Saddam had the only secular government in the region. And you need to keep all this in mind, not just the wars that led to the lies that led to war in Iraq, but the lies about the Gulf of Tonkin and the torpedoes being there, lies about a Spanish mine in Havana Harbor. Every single war is started by a ruler that has to lie and trick their people into it, attacking the radio station at Gliwice to sell the German people on invading Poland. That's the standard pattern, and they're doing it again. We're going to take another phone call here. Kyle in Pennsylvania. Aloha, Kyle. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Well, I was going to talk about the stupid NDA thing, but I'm going to digress from that and continue what you were talking about, the wars and the lies. We didn't have a world war until the Federal Reserve and a central bank came into the picture.
Exactly right.
The reason why nobody trusts anything these people are saying anymore is because everything they have said up to this point has been a lie. Essentially, the past, 100 years have been built on lies and deception, and it has been nothing but a money grab and a swindling of the world's population by these ultra elite. So there's no reason to believe what they're saying. Now, what worries me is that right now everybody is like, yeah, sure, you know, these guys are lying, but I'm not really, you know, doing anything about it. There's going to come a time period when people can't sit on the sidelines. They have to make a choice, and they have to decide what are they going to do about what is going on. Because eventually,
well, I'm going to disagree with you. I'm going to disagree with you a little bit, because the issue here is political support for the war, and that's what they can't get. Now, if the American people are just fed up with the lies and 300 million Americans sit down and say, I'm having no part of this, it's going to be very, very hard to fight and win a war against Russia and or China. And that is the problem they're facing right now, is that they have destroyed their own credibility with all these clumsy, obvious lies. And so at this point, I know there's a lot of people out there saying it's time for Americans to act. And again, I definitely want to discourage initiating violence against the government, because that's something they can use to come on down and create a bloody mess out of a small group of rioting Americans to scare the rest of the slaves back into silent obedience. But again, there's no way the U.S. can even think that they can win a war if the American people themselves are opposed to it. That's what ultimately led to the defeat in Vietnam. In fact, President Johnson wrote in his memoirs that the day he knew Vietnam was lost was the day he looked out onto the mall from the White House and saw a million young Americans standing there saying, the war is wrong. And if we have 300 million Americans standing in the streets of America all across the country saying this is another war started with more lies for the bankers, it's going to send the message. This government, for all of its military might and high technology, which isn't really all that quality anyway, but they can't win a war just with guns and bullets and machines if they can't get the people in there willing to fight. And yes, they can bring back the draft, but again, you can draft all the people you want, and if they don't feel like risking their lives for the money junkies, they're just going to hunker down in the foxholes, and they're going to lose the wars and the battles.
And I would consider what you're saying, this disobedience of not following what they're saying, I would consider that to be doing something. I would consider going along with, well, okay, well, I guess we're going to go invade these guys this time. I would consider that not doing anything.
Remember how Gandhi got the British out of India? Nonviolent non-cooperation. You just sit there, you don't fill out the paperwork, you don't pay their bills, you don't put your money in their bank. You just de-link from the system as much as you possibly can. And sends the message.
Resorting to violence, no matter which side starts it, resorting to violence is admitting that your point of view and your argument and your standpoint on any issue has failed. That's the way I look at it. When you have to resort to
violence. Well, that's a very, very valid point. But the other reason, is in the court of world opinion, the side that resorts to violence first will be seen as the villain. And we're just going to have to sit here and wait, and I hope the government won't start the violence against the American people, but they certainly seem to be preparing to do just that. We got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the call, Kyle. We'll be back with more news after these words from our sponsors.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance. For treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices, consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Watch out for the police. They're lurking in every corner. They'll beat you down for your stash. With handcuffs and guns, I bet they're having fun when they take away your cash. They're on the rise, this oversized gang of pirates on the seas.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And as you know, yesterday the White House ramped up the sanctions. Now, again, they're only sanctioning individuals in the Russian government. They don't dare sanction the country as a whole because this push for economic globalism has tangled up the economy of Russia with Europe and the United States of America. And even with these very limited window dressing sanctions, it's causing problems. Over at StratRisk, they have this story about how there are these American companies that do business sending satellite technology to Russia for their space program, and now all they're being told by the State Department, you can't send this to Russia, it might have military application, which is a very loosey-goosey kind of a definition. Even a screwdriver has military application if you use the screwdriver to repair a Jeep. And it's a major, major issue. It's harming American companies more than it's harming the Russians, who I'm sure long before now got all their money out of the U.S. system, out of Europe, and they've got it back home safely where they can keep control of it. Russia is saying basically if the sanctions go any further, you can forget about getting a ride up to the International Space Station on Russian rockets. And that leaves the United States in a lurch because the United States has lost their space technology. We can't put men into orbit anymore, let alone send them back to the moon. Russian official said, you know, the U.S. astronauts can get to the space station by jumping on a trampoline. So what is the net result of all these sanctions? Well, it's allowing Russia to make a lot of friends. They're getting buddy-buddy with China. They're now holding joint military drills. They've made these multi-billion dollar deals with Qatar and Iran. This whole sanctions thing is blowing up. Russia's running around the world making deals while the U.S. is trying to run around the world making war, and they're not doing very well at it. In fact, Obama has seriously ticked off the Chinese now, who is one of our major trading partners. They've been buying U.S. debt. They're making all the products being sold here in our consumer stores. Some of which are really bad, some of which are really good. It all depends on what the American importer asks for. If the American importer, like Apple, says, make us iPads and iPhones, and China makes them, and we can't. If the American importer says, give me the cheapest piece of crud you can make so I can make the most money, that's what China will send. Which is why I disagree with Phyllis Schlafly about bashing China. The problem isn't the Chinese manufacturers. It's the American importers who choose those cheaply made products to make money on here. But I digress. Apparently, Obama is wagging the war or rattling his sabers over the Senkaku Islands. And this is angering China's leadership, as well it should. And China's beginning to realize that despite all these decades of friendship and economic support, that the U.S. is gunning after China because they don't want the yuan to displace the U.S. dollar. That's what these wars are all about. The U.S. is getting ready to send your children off to be killed and crippled in a desperate Hail Mary attempt to prevent the U.S. dollar from being replaced by the ruble and the yuan. Now, over in Libya, the Libyan people have stormed the parliament again, and they started shooting, and the parliamentarians had to basically abandon their session and flee yet again. The U.S. puppet regime in Libya is not hanging on to the place. Remember yesterday, we had this very bizarre statement coming out of the United States that if the Libyan government couldn't get Libya under control within 2 months, the international community would have to intervene. And the reason they're using the phrase international community is because the United States government can't sell you the same war twice. They got you to go along with invading Libya once. And here we are a few months later, and the U.S. government says, well, it looks like we're going to have to invade Libya again because they're not doing... Those Libyan people aren't doing what we want them to do. Americans aren't going to go along with that. What do you mean we have to invade Libya a second time because the Libyan people don't like their U.S. puppet government? That's not our problem. That's certainly not something I want my kid to be killed and crippled over. So the U.S. government is saying it's going to be the international community, meaning the U.S. government is asking all the other nations that are U.S. allies to clean up another U.S. mess. And I don't think they're going to get a warm reception on that one. Already, Great Britain is saying that they're not going to send troops into Ukraine to clean up that particular U.S. mess. And I think the United States government is in the position of realizing that a lot of their allies are tired of getting sucked into this coalition international community, which is just another excuse for you have to send your kids to clean up this mess that we created. And I think they're getting sick and tired of that. Certainly, Great Britain is. We're going to grab a phone call here. John in Barbados. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
This transition by the U.S. military into the Pacific area, they may have a large military, but this is going to denude other areas of military power. What I'm looking at now, actually, was a story on Press TV about your latest boondoggle, the F-35.
Yes.
According to the Pentagon now, the new Russian radars, these phased array radars, which can tune into the resonant frequency of the materials manufactured for the stealth, shows it up like a lighthouse beam. And
yeah.
Of course, another advance in technology is turned into a bunch of rubbish. And I'm just amazed that when the Indians came over with their SU-35Ms, they beat the pants off the F-22 F-15s, that they were playing their little war games. I think they were shooting them down at the rate of about 3-1. America is really going out on a limb with this constant warfare. People are fed up with the warfare. The Russians and what have you, specifically, which...
Okay, your call is breaking up here, and we seem to have a bad connection. John, I'm going to let you go because we're coming up on a commercial, and I want to respond to what you just said here. So basically, the problem is in Russia, China, pretty much all these other countries, when they spend money on defense, they're spending money to build decent defense. Here in the United States of America, it's just another money-making scam. And as a result, all these weapons programs just become bloated. They add things on there because then they can run up the price under cost plus. And the result is we have these hugely expensive, over-engineered, over-bloated, gadget-heavy, whiz-bang weapons that really, they're trying to be all things to all scenarios, and they wind up not being very good at any of them. We already, and I was going to talk about the F-35 later on in the show. And the reality is that the United States may be spending far more money on the military, but it's not really getting much bang for the buck. It's not unlike the corruption we have seen hit the medical industrial complex, where the United States has the most expensive medical care on earth, but it's ranked as something like 33rd in overall quality. Cuba has better health care than the United States for a tiny fraction of the cost. It's all about making money, grabbing money from the people, and spending on all of this stuff. And we're going to be spending a little more time on weapons development a little further in the show. Meanwhile, of course, as you probably remember, earlier in the week, John Kerry made the statement that if the peace negotiations, the current peace negotiations fail, Israel was on the verge of being an apartheid state. And, of course, everybody was laughing at Kerry for not acknowledging that Israel already is and has been for pretty much its entire existence an apartheid state. But by golly, are they piling on to John Kerry. Senator Ted Cruz wants Kerry's resignation for daring to suggest that Israel could possibly be an apartheid country here, which tells us who Ted Cruz is really loyal to, and it isn't the American people. Charles Krauthammer waded in on that and said, yes, absolutely, Ted Cruz is right. John Kerry has to go. You can't even begin to imply that Israel's a racist or apartheid country without bad things happening to you. Little bit of an overreaction, I think. And what I said about Sterling at the top of the show applies to John Kerry. John Kerry has a right to freedom of speech just like the rest of us. I'm no fan of John Kerry. I'm no fan of his lies that start the wars. But attacking Kerry for stating Israel's about to become an apartheid state is an attack by Israel and its supporters on the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. So John Kerry has waded in saying, I never called Israel an apartheid state. Initially, he apologized. Now he's denying he ever said it. He's basically weasel wording, and he said it could become an apartheid state, which is still enough to get Netanyahu's knickers in a twist. So we have John Kerry groveling before AIPAC in Tel Aviv. We'll be right back.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off of your entire order.
and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available. Or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day. $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
What really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in, fight with Pharaoh. Hear me at the radio. Tired of the mainstream media's lies. Listen to the mic when you really open your eyes. Tune in, fight with Pharaoh.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And turning back over to Israel and Palestine, Israel is really ratcheting up the atrocities here. You know, even as they're out there saying, how dare you say we're being apartheid? And apparently, Israeli bulldozers demolished a mosque and several homes in a Palestinian village in the West Bank, leaving about 30 people homeless, right on the deadline of the peace talks between Palestine and Israel. And, of course, Netanyahu's stated position has been that, you know, us destroying Palestinian homes and taking their land should have no impact on the peace talks whatsoever. And, of course, we understand Israel was doing this to put the Palestinian Authority in a position of not being able to agree to anything. Because the Palestinian Authority said for the peace negotiations to happen, Israel must stop the building. So this was Israel's way of making sure the peace talks would not happen, which has led to the current confusion here. I think John Kerry, the sooner he realizes that Israel does not negotiate in good faith, the better off he's going to be here. All righty, let's see. We're going to grab another phone call. Fred in Iowa. Aloha, Fred. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I'm going to start out, I am not anti-Jewish, because the powers that be and the elite the easiest way to divide people is do it racially. With that being said, Jew people are coming out of the woodwork denigrating Jews. And I know there's an agenda, but I just couldn't figure it out. And I think you covered it just before the break. And, you know, to take away the First Amendment. But to reiterate, I'm not anti-Irish, anti-German, anti-English, or anti-Jewish. I'm anti-evil, and I think you've covered it and answered a lot for me. It makes sense. Okay, thank you. I'll get off the air. Bye.
All right, well, you make a very, very good point. Those of us who are out here in the independent media, we're accused of being racist, you know, that we hate certain people. No, we don't. We are dealing with facts, and the issue that we're dealing with here has nothing to do with the Jewish people's ethnic background, which is multiple and varied, has nothing to do with their religion. We are talking about the actions of governments, of a few tiny individuals in governments who behave very, very badly. And it is not racist, it is not anti-Semitic to criticize the actions of Israel's government leaders. And I like to put this in context by saying, well, let's say back in the 1930s, people who were criticizing what the Nazis were doing in Germany, and somebody steps up and says, oh, you're just being anti-Germanic here. Hitler's not doing anything wrong. You just hate the German people. And we laugh at the absurdity of that, and yet that is exactly how Israel has been playing this propaganda game ever since. They convinced everybody you should never, ever want to be an anti-Semite. Ooh, it's bad, it's evil. And then they can use that word to batter down anybody who's opposed to Israel's government policies. But at this stage of the game, they've used the word so much and flung it about so recklessly, nobody cares anymore. It's lost its shock value. Same thing with the U.S. government and the word terrorist. When they first started the war on terror, oh, terrorist, ooh, bad stuff. And now they're calling everybody terrorists. The people out at the Bundy Ranch are terrorists. And it's just a meaningless wording. Terrorist simply means somebody that, you know, the government doesn't like. Somebody who doesn't agree with the government's war policy. It's an automatic terrorist. Remember, we were talking about that list of 74 things that, according to the U.S. government, makes you a terror suspect, and it pretty much encompasses better than 90% of the American population. They've overused the word. What we are dealing with here at whatreallyhappened.com are the actions of individuals within governments. Whether it's the Israeli government, the Russian government, the U.S. government, the European Union, these people are not always making good decisions for their nation or their people, and they need to be called on it. That is why we have the First Amendment in the United States. Not to protect politicians' lies, but to protect the truth. To enable those who have the moral duty to stand up and say the government is wrong to be able to do so without fear of reprisal. Because that's our job here. As Americans, all 330 million Americans, you have a right and an obligation to stand up when the government is behaving badly and call them on it. And that's what we're doing. And because the government knows they're acting wrongly, they can't have a counter-argument, so they have shills call into the show and say, you're a traitor, this is the greatest nation on earth. Anyway, getting back to Israel, Israel has now taken the position that if Hezbollah retaliates over the Israeli airstrikes, Israel is going to hold the government of Lebanon responsible. In other words, Party A attacks Party B, and if Party B fights back, then Party A is going to blame Party C and bomb them. They're looking for an excuse to start another war in Lebanon, because the last time Israel went into Lebanon, they did not achieve their main strategic objective, which was the Litani River. They want to steal Lebanon's water and pipe it on down to Israel. That's what they want to do here. And here's a little point about the war mentality. Look how much money they're spending. Look how many lives they're spending in this war over fresh water. I mean, is it really that difficult to develop low-cost desalinization? It's certainly possible. There are already ways. to take the salt out of salt water and have fresh, drinkable water. If we just took a portion of the money being spent on the development of war machines and started developing it, spending it on research into high-volume, low-cost desalinization, we wouldn't need to fight each other over rivers. There's a story about a company in Germany has pioneered a process using solar power to take carbon dioxide and water and produce kerosene. Now, if we start doing more of that, then we don't have to have wars over oil. But the oil companies, they've already invested in the pipes and the drills and the fracking, and they don't want to give that up. They don't want to have to spend the money to retool to go with the new energy source. So they buy their politicians to say, yeah, it's preferable for us that we go conquer these other oil companies so that we can sell their oil, rather than maybe looking at a better way to do these things in the future. The United States has become a very backward-looking nation from the point of view of the government. They're not interested really all that much in space exploration other than its PR opportunities. They really did not make a commitment to renewable energy. In fact, all of these green projects were set up to fail, to send the message that, oh yes, we have to go on relying on oil and gas and fracking, got to do the fracking. Anyway. Now, interesting report from Israel National News, where an Israeli official basically came out and said that Obama has been backing Israel's stance on Hamas and saying that Israel does not need to negotiate with any Palestinian Authority government that is supported by Hamas. This is in response to Hamas and Fatah forming a unity coalition government. In other words, Israel is saying, we're not going to talk to them at all about peace because we don't like them. And this Israeli official is saying, the White House is saying, yeah, that's fine with us too, which destroys forever, in the eyes of the world, the U.S. illusion of being an impartial and objective mediator in the peace process. Even the New York Times is saying this peace talk, this is a complete joke, and it's over. It's dead on arrival. Meanwhile, one of the Freedom Flotilla boats attempting to get food and medicine and other humanitarian aid into Gaza has been bombed. Apparently, it was sitting at the dock. The guard who was protecting it got a phone call saying, get out of there, it's going to blow up, which was a nice little courtesy. The guard left, nothing happened. He walked back, and the boat blew up. It's now sitting on the bottom. But it basically shows that, Israel supporters, they love to play dirty. They love to play dirty. You know, anything we do is right as long as we get what we want. And I think probably from a cultural perspective, Israel's biggest failure is it's a modern nation in the 21st century world, but they're still trying to run their politics like they're a nomadic tribal kingdom from the Old Testament. We'll be right back.